Parshas Chukas, Choik, Paraduma. The Megal HaMukas writes, why is the Parsha of Paraduma over here at the end of the Arboim Shana after Mises Aroin? Chazal say, L'lamedcha, that the Paraduma is Mechaper like Mises Sadikim is Mechaper, but why is it given now? We know that Be'emes, according to Chazal, Paraduma was one of the Parshas that was knitted already in the second year in the Midbar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, all the Parshas that were knitted that day. So Paraduma was already given then in the Tchilas HaMidbar. Why is it the Torah being the Parsha at the Soif of the Arboim Shana? So he explains, Be'emes, no one knows the Soif of Paraduma, even Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha. And when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu knows, it's because you get to the 50th level. Moshe Rabbeinu Be'emes only knows 49 levels. But Samach L'Misosoi, he went up to Har Nivoi, Nunboi. Samach L'Misosoi, Moshe Rabbeinu's Masik, the Shar HaChamishim. And the Oymek Havon of Paraduma is the Shara Chamishim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was only Masik, it also Lebesoif Yomav. So the Torah has to give the Parsha with the Oymek of Paraduma only Lebesoif. Me'idach Yis, it's interesting. The Shaloh HaKadosh writes, Shalom Aleichem. The Shaloh HaKadosh writes that every single Paraduma that was given, when created it, they were also Moisif from the Efer of Moshe's Paraduma. And why? Because since only Moshe Rabbeinu understood it, we have to kaseid them whenever they made the other paras aduma in the history. It had to be mitzaref, the efer, from Moshe Rabbeinu's para, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. So it's a stikel stira. The Megal HaMukas is saying that even Moshe Rabbeinu only understood it. Lebesoif Yomav. The Shaloh HaKadosh is saying that we're ma'arbev, the efer of Moshe Rabbeinu's para, so there should be epis, a negia to the havana of it. I saw Sfarim that talk about Teretz that it could stem the Megal HaMukas and the Shaloh HaKadosh over Efsher for an Andromo. Now, it's not a coincidence that Paraduma is read in Parshas Chukas, which always comes out in Chodesh Tammuz. Chodesh Tammuz is the Chodesh of Cheta Egel. Reb Moshe Hadarshan says that there is a reason to Paraduma. Yovo Ye'en V'tekanech Tzoyos B'no, the Paraduma comes to be Mechaper on the Cheta Egel. So it's appropriate that it should be in Chodesh Tammuz, which happens, the Shviras Haluchos, which led to the Cheta Egel. More than that, if not the Cheta Egel, Matan Torah would have been on Yitzayin Tammuz. Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down with the first Luchos. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down with the first Luchos, the din would be that the Metzias would be that they would have lived forever. There wouldn't have been Moves, and there wouldn't have been a need for Parah Aduma. It's fascinating. You know, it says that Parah Aduma is to be mechaper on the Cheta Egel, but if not for Shivasa B'Tamas, there would have been Matan Torah ultimate, and there wouldn't have been Moves. Then Avada Paraduma would be a Choik. You're telling me, Rav Moshe Hadarshan is saying, the reason is to be mechaper for Cheta Egel. But before this Cheta Egel, that's Avada a Choik. Then it says, the Rebbe Rabbi Limelech, he says, if Rav Moshe Hadarshan is right, that there's a Hezber, so why is Paraduma called Choik? He says, because Cheta Egel is a Choik. The trigger for Paraduma is Cheta Egel. Cheta Egel is a Choik. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Loi ruuyim li Yisrael lo oisei chet egel. V'loi David HaMelech roi lo oisei chet of Bathsheba. So Zokti Gemara, we just learned it in the Daf Yomi. What did the Eibishter was misoivev that there should be chet egel and chet of Bathsheba lo hoi rois derech tshuva for the tzibor egel and for a yachid David HaMelech. So it's all triggered based on that. But the emesis, it comes out in Chodshei Tammuz. According to the Sfarim, Chodshei Tammuz of the Elul is tshuva. Why? Yehuda, Yisachar Zvulin, the first Degel, we know that the Yud Beis Shvatim, at least according to the Arizal, we go with the Seder of the Yud Beis Shvatim of the Degolim to preface the idea of the Chadashim. We know the Torah brings down in Simin Tov Yud Zayin and Hilchas Rosh Chodesh that the Shalosh Regalim are keneged the Shalosh Avos and the Yud Beis Chodesh are keneged the Yud Beis Shvatim, and there's multiple Shittas in which Chodesh is keneged with Shevet. Rabbis is duber on that. Kemat, somehow Yosef always gets tied into come out every Shevet. There's all tyrants like that. But the emes is, there are many Shittas how the Shvatim work. With the Sheet of the Arizal, it's Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. The first Degel starts with Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. And Yehuda is Torah, Malchus. And then Ruvain, Shimon, God. Ruvain, Shimon, God is Tammuz of Elul. And Ruvain represents Tshuva. So Tammuz of Elul are the Chachem of Tshuva. Tammuz is Rosh Tevis, Zman, Tshuva, Mamash, Meshubah. Or Zrizin, Magdimin, Va'oisin, Tshuva. It's also, there's a pasuk in Eiv, it says, Bris karosi la'enai mo esboinen al besula. Besula is Chodesh Elul. The mazel of Chodesh Elul is besula. But before besula is Bris karosi la'enai, according to a different cheshbon of the Arizal, that the parzuf of the ponim is connected to chadashim, ayin, the ayin yamin and the ayin smoil is tamuz and av. So before we get to the besul of elul, we have the tamuz and av. It's brought down in the medrash about paraduma. Imrois Hashem, imrois tahayrois kesef tzoruf ba'ala la'aretz mezukok shivosayim, says Rabbi Yochanan Bar Pazi, there are seven inyanim in paraduma that have the inyan of seven. First of all, there were seven parais. According to the Tanakam and the Mishnah in Parah Paragimel, Moshe Rabbeinu made the first par, and then there are another seven in history. The next Tana says there was another nine, another eight, and then Moshe's another eight, and then the tenth one would be the one of Mashiach. But according to the Tanakam, it's seven. There were seven sreifas, seven things that you burn, the or, the basar, the dam, the pirsha, the eights, the ezev, and the telas. Seven hazoyos, seven kibusim, seven tumeim, seven tahirim, and seven kaihanim. Seven times seven. The Medrash continues that there's another sheet that there are 10 things that are 7. 7 times 10 is already 70. And we've spoken other times that if Moshe Rabbeinu gets to the level of 49, so what's the ultimate level that's the site of everything? 50. But on the other time, we always say, Shivim Panim L'Torah. How do we get to 70? The Torah says, when you get to 49, you're mamish at the end. You know what's left? The biggest secret, which is the Shem Aleph Hey Yud Hey Eyeh, which in Parsha Shmois is Nizgala. That's 21. From 49, there's a jump of 21. That's the Shara Chamishim, is that Shem of Eyeh, which gets you Be'etzim to the 70. I saw that also the Dargis of Tumah, there are really seven Dargis of Tumah. Why? There's Avi Avos. The mace itself is Avi Avos. There's the Ava Tumah, there's Rishon L'Tumah, Sheni L'Tumah, which is food, Chulin, Shlishi L'Tumah, which is by Truma, and Revi L'Tumah, which is by Kachim. But there's one more, the Malach HaMavis is the Avi Avos, HaTumah. So you have the Malach HaMavis, the Mace, the Av, and then the four, that's the seven Dargis in Tumah. Now a little bit this idea that Paraduma we don't understand, but that Moshe Darshan says we do, Mitar Tameyim, Mitamik Tahirim, the concept. An interesting Nakuda. On one hand, it's a deep Nakuda. On the other hand, after you hear it, it's Mamish to Pashtus. What's the Shaykhis that Paraduma, that's Mitamik, Tumas Mace, has to be a Choyk? Vos Epis, the Inyan, that the Inyan that's Mitahir, Tumas Mace, has to be created with Choyk. And why is Yodim Kiyomis Ba'oyel, Mamis Atzme Baholish Al Torah connected to that as well? And it's Mamish B'tachlis HaPashtus. Adam HaRishoyin before the Chait was connected to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, to the ultimate Darga. He didn't have his own Deya. He was Misbatel and connected 100% to the Bairi Oilem. He has Das because he's connected. Das is connected to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And that's Chayim and that's Tahara. And then he ate from the Eitz Hadas. What does it mean he eats from the Eitz Hadas? He has a Deya. There's the Bashefer and then there's me. It's disconnected. He has his own das. He's not connected 100%. The ultimate 100% connection is that you have no das. You're totally nisbatel as a chelik of the das of the Rabbeinu Shalom. When he ate from the Eitz HaDas, that was richuk. That was tumah. That was disconnection. That was maves. And maves brings tumah because it's not the ultimate connection to the Bashefer. What could bring that back? A choik. We don't know. Lo yada. We don't know. Paraduma is gematria Purim. Yeah? And the lo yada. Purim. That's if you spell Paraduma without a vav. 336 is gematria Purim. When you lo yada, then you can come back and connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And how do you connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom? The only way, the ultimate way, Memis Atzme Bahali Shal Torah. So all Shal Torah is connecting back to the Bashefer and being misak in the chait of the Eitz Hadas. It's mamish, in a nutshell, the story of the world. Now, the truth is, if you spell Parah Adumo with a Vav, then it's Gematria Machaper. And that's the difference. There's two aspects to Parah Adumo. On one hand, Ramosha Darshan says that it does have an Inyan and it's Machaper for the Chait HaEgel. Its other aspect is that it's total Choik, and not it's coincidence that it's a Choik. Its Mahus is we don't know. When we don't know, then we're able to know. As meveshnish, that you know that you don't know, that's the ultimate. The Rebbe from Alexander used to say over his story, there was a certain bishop that came and he said to the city that he's going to make them a vikuach and they're going to have to send a representative to have a deep discussion and have a vikuach. And of course, these were win-win situations, because if you won, then you would lose. But it's a problem. But when someone else is making up the rules. But the story goes, it's a mashal probably, but a pasha to get from the kehillah said, let me be the one that's going to go, I'll ask the bishop a question, and we'll see. And they come to the vikuach, and they're starting to ask questions, and this pasha to get says, he opens up the chumash, he asks the bishop, what does it mean, vas taich anoichi lo yadati? So the bishop says, ich weiß nicht. And they shmeist him, he says, he lost the debate, that was it. So they asked this pasha to get, he said, how did you get to such a gaonus to pull this off? He says, I'll tell you, it's years already. Years ago when I was a kleiner kind, I asked my chavrusa what anoich lo yadati. He says, ich weiß nicht. I asked the rov of the shul, ich weiß nicht. A very choshev tzaddik once came to the town, I asked him. And he said, ich weiß nicht. I said, if all these people that I asked say ich weiß nicht, stell so far, the bishop wouldn't know either. That's gaonus bepashtus. And that's the way to win the debate. Now, as mentioned already, if there wouldn't have been a fascinating verse from the Chassam Sofer, if there wouldn't have been Chayte Egel, there wouldn't have been Maves in the world. And we said, the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, Chayte Egel happened, so Klal Yisrael should be L'Hayrus Derek Tshuva. Frek the Gemara, so there wouldn't have been Maves? What's Yevamis? What's Baba Basra? Yesh Neuchelin? No one's dying. Frek the Gemara, what's these Parshios? Al Tnai Nemar, says the Gemara. Frek the Chassam Sofer, what about Tumah? Parshis of Tumah. So he says, Goyim would die. And Goyim have Tumas Maga and Masa. So even if there would be no Moves and no Chayte Egel, there would still be Maga and Masa. But then what would be Paraduma? It would be a Choyk. And that's why if you look at the Pesukim, it says, Zois Chukas HaToyra, and it teaches you about Maga and Masa. And then it says, Moiridik. Zois HaToyra, not Chuka. This is Ramosh HaDarshan, the Chassam Sofer. Zois hatoyra adam kiyamas ba'oyel. Atem kruyim adam. Ve'enoy bekechavim kruyim adam. Where is there tumas oil? Only if a yid dies. How does a yid die? Only if there is chayta egel. Then it's not a chayk. The chayk is when it's going to be that goyim are going to die and there's going to be tumas maga umasa. Aber zois hatoyra that it's not a chayk, that's adam kiyamas ba'oyel. The Rambam in Hilchas Para Paragimel, he brings it to Machlekes Tanan, but he brings that there were 9 Paradumas that are going to be, and the 10th one is ultimately, the first one was Moshe Rabbeinu. The second one, fascinating, was done by Ezra Sofer for hundreds of years. It was a Moifes, Moshe Rabbeinu's original Paraduma that was done lasted, but from the times of Ezra during the second Beis Hamikdash, there was a need for another. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu made the first, Ezra made another one. 7 more had to be done during the second Beis Hamikdash. And then the 10th one would be Melech HaMashiach, and the Rambam adds Meheiru Yigoli, Omein Keni Yiratzai. This is a Rambam, yeah? In the middle of the Rambam, suddenly it's a Chavtza Chashuka, Omein Keni Yiratzai, and it should come a Tefillah. In the middle of the Halachas, Paragimel Ochadalit. There should be a Tefillah, there should be this 10th Paraduma. The truth is, if you look at the Mishnah, everyone's Moida Moshe Rabbeinu made the first, everyone's Moida Ezra made the second, and everyone's Moida that there were 5 other people that made Paradumas. And they were Shimon HaTzadik, Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, Eliyahoinai ben Hakoif, Chanam el Amitzri, and Yishmael ben Piani. Those are the 5. Now, the Mishnah says, there's a man v'yomer that Shimon HaTzadik and Yoichin and Kohen Gadol, each one did 2. Some say, Pashat, in their lifetime, they had to do 2, and some say the first one flopped, and it had to be a second one. But that's the structure of how you have those shitas. Eliyahoinai ben Hakoif, his father's name, not Koif, monkey, it's the letter Kuf. You know, some people have, you know, if you're in the Shabbat, you have just one, your name is the letter that... His name was Eliyahu ben Hakoyf. Moshe Rabbeinu's lasted for 850 years until Ezra, but the truth is Moshe Rabbeinu's lasted longer because we mentioned Rashi and Yuma says that whenever they would make new paras adumos, they would also be ma'arbev from the afer of Moshe Rabbeinu's to put in an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu's darga into it. The Mishnah in Parah, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Egla, for the din of Egla Arufa, is Bas Shnosa. An Egla means a female cow that's 1 year old. Upara is Bas Shnayim, Shtayim. Chachamim argue, Chachamim say Egla Bas Shtayim. Para is Bas Shalosh or Bas Arba. Rev Meir Oimer, Af Bas Chamesh, Ksheira Hazakena. And the Emister, Anoise Kalim, when the Rambam brings this halachos to the Mishnah Melech handles, for a carbon, the zaka in his psul. Why by paraduma is kena not pasul? And it has to do with the reg that paraduma is not mamash a carbon. On one hand, it starts off with kedushas bedek habayis. Later on, it gets a little bit to the darg of carbon chatas kari rachmana lagabi certain dinim. But not lagabi all dinim does it have the full-fledged din of a carbon. It's very interesting. There's a medrash. Okay, we'll find it soon. Okay. The next thing is the Mishnah says, there's a machlekes tanakam and Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer says, paras chatas meuberes is kosher v'chachamim poislin. There's a machlekes if a paras chatas that's meuberes is pasul. Fregan al rishayim, if the paras chatas is meuberes, so she's pasul because she's doing malacha, because she's carrying the uber, l'chayra she should be pasul anyways, because earlier the Mishnah had said that Allah aleha zachar is pasul. And bepashtus, if it's Allah aleha zachar, if it's muberes, it was already Allah aleha zachar, nowadays maybe it would be possible. Otherwise, but bepashtus, frengen the rishonim, if it's muberes, what are you saying? It's pasul as muberes, or handling, if it's pasul or not, it's pasul anyways, as Allah aleha zachar. One of the pshatim the rishonim bring, it's a big chiddush that muberes doesn't mean the mother. The mother's pasul already because of Allah aleha zachar. The chiddush is that the baby is pasul, because maybe you have to buy the para when she's 2 years old. You're not allowed to buy it before then. Like the mandamer that it's 2 years old, it has to be bought then. This is Nistar from the famous story in the Gemara in Kedushin with Dama ben Asina, that because he was Nizar in Kibur Aveim, was Zoycha that it was Noila the next year, a Parah Aduma Be'edroi, and the Chachamim came that day that it was born to buy it from him. Maybe you could buy it on day one, you can't be Makdash it until it's 2 years old. Now, the ninth paraduma was made still in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. The tenth one will be made al yedei Mashiach. Is there Efer paraduma available bizman hazeh? And was there Efer paraduma bizman haChorban? There's a lot of rise from Gemaras that at least for a few hundred years after the Chorban Bayis Sheni, in the early times of the Amayroim and in the Tanoim, there was still Efer paraduma. There are quite a few Gemaras that are mashma like that. It's brought down from the Chidah in Midbar Kedemois that he says that lo yitochein, that the Arizal, with the fascinating darga of Torah that he was mezgala, lo yitochein, that he was not betahara from Tumas Meis, must be that he had Efer of Paraduma. So, okay, he had a stash of Efer Paraduma. There's no din that it needs Beis HaMikdash. But the question is, would it be possible for, if there would be a Paraduma, someone told me there is one up north at Vaisnish. I don't know how old it is. I've been hearing this story for like 12 years already. It's got to be 2 years old. But someone asked, can we make Paraduma Bismanazeh and go through the process? I saw a tshuva brought down from the Kloisenberger Rebbe where he came out with a few reasons why it wouldn't be possible so Pashat al Kapanam to bring Paraduma. First of all, it needs to be done by a Kayin. It's not Pashat. We know who's really truly a Kayin. You need a Bezdin of Shivan Ve'echad to be Mamana the Kayin Gadol. You need big day kahuna that are kosher, and amongst other things to make the big day kahuna, we need tcheles, and l'chayra, we don't have tcheles. You might need Pesach oil mayed. There's a kuntris that comes out every week, Ahalei Taharis, it goes every week a different Mishnah. They were doing the Goyim for the past year or two, maybe more, every week one Mishnah. Now, they started Parah 2 weeks ago, and Reb Usher also has a Madar, called Zois HaToyra, in this kuntris that comes out every week. There's Masumat, and you can ask questions, they get answers. Last week, they brought down that Rav Dov Landau, they asked him by a chasana. It said Beferis, this was not like B'chavon, someone grada asked him by a chasana, and he was answering Mikufya, why we wouldn't do Paraduma Bismanazan, and he had 8 reasons off the cuff why it wouldn't be. He said, because there's no Kahanam Yuchasim, there's no Big Dikona, there's no Yalmoid, but he had a few other reasons also, with Yedias, with Rambam, Tayseftas, and Yonim. Why I have to check it. Why they wouldn't be able to be paraduma mizmanas? The pasuk says zois chukas atoira, and the targum says dog zeiris oiraisa. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Kuf Pei. Let's just be marked in that Simen Tov Kuf Pei in Shulchan Aruch is a simen where the Mechaber brings down many yomim that are tanesim, not the basic tanesim of Tzoyim HaRavi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaAsiri, V'chadoyma, and of course, Tainas Esther and Yom Kippur. Those are the 6 Tanesim we have. Erev Rosh Hashanah we have also a little. We have a few things. But in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, it's brought down a whole bunch of other Tarichim, dates, that are Yomim, that are Shayach, that there should be a Tzoyim. The Magen Avraham, over there in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, brings a few other ones, and a very interesting one he brings Chof Sivan. We spoke about that actually a few weeks ago, that Chof Sivan is a fast. Chof Sivan is exactly 100 days before Yom Kippur. Chof Sivan technically was commemorating the Tach V'Tat Gezeris of Chmielnitsky. who was not such a nice guy from the Ukraine. And the Magen Avraham also brings that in Siman Tov Kuf Pei, there's a tzoin on, interesting, not a date, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. It happened on Tes Tammuz, but we're not stressing Tes, we're stressing Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. Because in the year Hey Alofim Dalad, the year 1244, on Erev Shabbos Chukas, there was a terrible gezeira that they burnt the Talmud in, I think it was in France, and they burnt 24 kroinis of the Talmud. It's a pellet de gazaf, because 40 days earlier to that, the Yidden burnt the Meir Nevuchim, and it was Nisarbev, the Sreifa, and the ashes from the burnt Meir Nevuchim in that same place where they also burnt the Sreifa Satalmud. There were in history also a few other times, and the truth is, there's a Michtav from the Ramchal, because in Italy in the 1700s a similar story happened, and the Ramchal writes a fascinating thing that Para Adum is that we go burn the Para, and it's Matar Tmeim, it's a Tifazach, but it's that there's a Tsoirich for an Oinish, and it has to be that Kaviyachal, he says, it should get burnt. And instead of Para Adum, in that time it was that the Gemara itself, Kaviyachal, gets burnt, and it's a very Shreklich thing to understand. Someone was telling me that each time these events happen, it was triggered by something. You have to be, you know, you have to know what triggers things. People that Islam tell you that they know why things are triggered, you know, just be careful. Maybe they know, but, you know, don't, you have to know. But if the original one was triggered by the fact that they burnt the Meir Nevuchim, Achshar Dora, on the same shelf, we have the Rambam and the Meir Nevuchim and Rabbeinu Yoina, who is Loichem Negedim, and we have various other Sfarim, from Gedoyle Oyla Mikol Kitzvais Tevel, Achshar Dora, that they're all on the same shelf. Maybe that should be a Bechina of Achdus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Yoymer Litzarei Seinu, Dai. So, you take a para, Asher Ein Bamum, Asher Loi Ola Oleha Oil. The Chayzim Leblin would say, someone who thinks a person is a kli cheres. No, we'll get there in a second. But a person that thinks that he has no mum, and he thinks he's perfect, it's adarab. It's because asher lo yalo leha oil. He never had an oil to begin with. And this is in shechita. Now again, it's a very complex sugya that at the paraduma originally b'shas hekdeshoi, and possibly even b'shas shechitosoi, is not yet carbon of kachem mizbeach, and it's considered kedushas bedekabais. At a later stage, it gets upgraded to dargas carbon. But it says v'shachat oisa lefanav, and there's an interesting targum yoinason. This is the original Parah Aduma. V'shachat oisa lefanav, says the targum yoinason, v'yivdekei b'timnei srei treifin. You should check out Perek Elu Treifis in Chulin. You should be medbaidik where the treifis are. The Achrayim have a kasha on this targum yoinason. We know the Gemara in Chulin says, how do you know Yisoymachan Roiv? And the Gemara brings a whole bunch of rayas, and amongst them are, because how do you shech the Parah Aduma? Maybe it's a treifa, and there's no way to know. Elama Yisoymech and Roiv Behemis are not Treifa. So you see, we rely on Roiv, not that they were able to check. Because you have to burn it B'Shlemus. So there's an interesting Teretz brought down, B'Shem Reb Chaim Berlin. He says, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank brings it, that Toysen Shabbos Daf Chav Beis says about the Anani HaKoved, that the Anani HaKoved had special Rentgen, special X-ray powers that you were able to see. Rentgen was the name of the French guy that invented it. But they don't call it Rentgen. But X-ray powers that the Anani covered, Lashon of Tosfos says, "Haya efshel lehistakel al chavis v'liros mayesh bifnim." You could see inside. So, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu's original Parah Aduma, they were actually able to check the Yudkas Treifis because you were able to do a cow scan and see what it is. Which I was ma'ir. I know there are Yidden that don't eat any milchik because they don't want to rely on Roiv Behemis Ein Treifis. Cholov of a Treifis Aser. I know some Choshev Tzadik and Choshev Yid in America that don't eat anything milchik. They don't want to rely. They know better. The Hainu, it's not so pasha to rely on Roiv Behemis Einu Treifis. There are a lot of Treifis out there, and they don't want to take the risk. And technically, we're Soymech on Roiv. But the truth is, I was Ma'ir once. L'chair, why should you rely on Roiv? Nowadays, I mean, you could always check it. You can, every time you milk a cow, milk it, shecht it, check, and then drink. But that would be, that's not called Ikel of Rurei. That's too much of a hassle. But why don't you just give a cow scan? Why before? It would be expensive. It would, kosher milk would be a little bit more expensive, but it's doable. I'm just being l'hoyer bussy. Why is it so pasha to rely on what's it called? I'm just quoting Reb Chaim Berlin from the Tosfos and Shabbos. We do have cow scans nowadays. Why don't we drink milk only after checking the cow with a cow scan? Now, the Gemara, the Pesukim give the different kelim. There's a fascinating concept of a kli cheres. I want to explain it. Kli cheres, different than other kelim, has no shmira, has no tahara with a mikvah or the such. It has to be nishbar. Another fascinating lechud is that a kli cheres is not mitama migaboy, but adarab miaviroy. If a sheretz comes in, even doesn't touch the inside part of the wall, it comes into the halal of the avir. Why is it such that cheres can't have tahara? We toivel it in the mikvah like any other kli. And why is it that it doesn't become tummy if a sheretz touches its outside wall or the inside of its wall, technically, but rather only if it enters the aver, it's fine, but if it touches the inside wall, it entered the aver. But it's tummy because it entered the aver. And the reason is because bimahus, a kli cheres, is different than any other kli. Any other kli is made out of choymer. It's made out of mateches, eitz, etzem, schuches, whatever it's made out of, a material. Cheres, I know, it's something, you're not going to, it's there, it's garnished, it's just earth. It's the shape that you created it with. The mahus of the kli cheres is its avir, not the wall. The wall is nothing, it's dirt. So you can't be toivel the avir in the mikvah. You can be toivel the cheres, not the avir of the kli. That didn't go into, you see the water bubble, but you can't be toivel. The mahus of the kli cheres is aviroi, it's mitamame aviroi, and you know how you tire it? You break it. You know what happens when you break it? No aviroi. It's broken. You have to break the aviroi. Other kelim have a toichen to their etzem mitzias migabe. There's a gemara in Nida, Daf Samech Tes, a famous gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Shneimasa Dvarim Shalom, Anshi Alexandrias, Rav Yeshua ben Hananya, Gimel Divrei Chochma, Gimel Divrei Haggadah, Gimel Divrei Burus, and Gimel Divrei Derech Eretz. The famous three of Derech Eretz are Ma Yasa Odom V'Yechkam, Yasek B'Toyra, V'Yivakesh Mimisha Chochma Shaloi, Ma Yasa Odom V'Yis Asher, and Ma Yasa Odom V'Yiskele Bonim Scharim. But we're not going to go through all 12, but the three Divrei Burus are, interesting, Istoy Shaloit, Mahu Shetetame, and the Hachroi is no, Meis Metame, V'Ein Melach Metame. The second question is, Ben Hashunamis Mahu Sheyetame, and the answer is fascinating. Meis mitama, ve'ein chai mitama. He's alive again. The Achronim asked, why did we ask the Shaila only on the Ben Hashunamis and not on the Ben? That was the Ben Hashunamis was Hechia al Yedei Elisha. Why doesn't the Gemara clear this priorly already on the Ben Hatzarfis? That was Hechia al Yedei Eliyahu. That's so interesting. The one Torah says that the Ben Hatzarfis, according to some Rishonim, didn't mamish die. They just did CPR on him. Or he was a tzaddik. And that's how Eliyahu, who was a Kohen, was able to be Metama, because Tzaddik is not Metama. Another fascinating teretz I heard is, Eliyahu was given the Mefteach of Gishamim to stop the Geshem in the times of Achav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to get the key back, and the only way to get the key back is if Eliyahu would ask for the key of Tchias HaMesim, so he arranged that this kid should die, so he should relinquish the key of Geshem, and instead ask for the key of Tchias, because he can only give one key. Kum Tchias, this guy didn't die because of Chet, he died because of an ulterior Cheshbon Hashem had to make, and therefore there's no Tumah. The third and final question that they were asked is Mesim la'asid lavoi, tzrichim hazah gimel v'zayin eloi. And the Achronim once again asked, the Marsha already talks about many Achronim, why don't you clear Mesim shasidim la'achiyos if they're metame? You're only asking if they need hazoi shlishi v'shvi. There's a big arichas about that in the sugya there in Nida. There's a whole other sugya here, just, it's shpeit, a little bit. You have the chait of Mei Meriva. There's many pshatim in the sugya. It's kedai to see in the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh's yartzeit is, in Yeretz Hashem, next week, Tes Vov, Tammuz. The Arachayim HaKadosh. There was many gedolim that would say that learning Arachayim HaKadosh is a school of to be nifkat bebonim. The Arachayim HaKadosh didn't have children, but it's a school to be nifkat bebonim. Someone once asked Imam Yamas, which shtickle Arachayim? He said, any shtickle Arachayim. Anyways, the Arachayim HaKadosh says, there are many Mahalchim in the Chet of Mei Meriva. He's Mesakim, the Mahalchim. B'Ktzara, he says, Rashi learns, and that's what we learned in Gan, and that's what the Olam thinks. I mean, that's what Rashi says. That's many other Pshatim also. Rashi learns because Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and didn't speak to it. The Ben Ezra actually says, no, he was supposed to hit it. The problem was he hit it twice. He was only supposed to hit it once. The Ben Ezra brings another Pshat that HaKol B'Seder should have hit it, but then there should have been a Shira afterwards. The Rambam in Moira learns the Ikar Nakuda was the kas, that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. The chait is the anger. The Ibn Ezra brings also from one of the Rishonim of Elbo, one of the contemporaries of his times, maybe even earlier. He says it was a chesaron in bitachain. He brings an interesting pshat from the Ma'is Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael were having a vikuach which stone it is, and Moshe Rabbeinu in anger threw it, and it accidentally hit the right rock. I mean, it's always the right one, but so akoponim harbe yesh laharchiv. But the truth is, chet kadmoinim and chet Moshe Rabbeinu, the bechina of when we understand chet to be not soifim betchilasi of the sugi over here, like we said, that itself is choik. Good.